Welcome back. We are up to Perek Yud, Mishnah Zion, Chapter 10, Mishnah 7, says the Mishnah, that Mazgulo Koshlishi, they would mix the third cup of wine, Mevarech HaMazono, then he would say Berchas HaMazon, he'd bench, Revi'i, then they do the fourth cup of wine, Gomer Alav HaSahala, and then they say the Halel, Vomer Alav Berchas HaShir, and you would make the special bracha, the Birkas Hashir, the special blessing of song. Then Bein HaKosos Halalu, between these two parakas of cups that you have during the meal, Imro Teleshos Yishta, if he wants to drink more wine, he can do so, because when a person drinks wine with food, it's not so likely to get drunk. Bein Shlishi the Revi Yilo Yishta. So that was between the first and the second cup. But between the third and the fourth cups, he should not drink extra wine, because he would probably likely become drunk at this point, because the meal is over, because nothing is eaten anymore. That was Mishnah Zion. Now it says Mishnah Ches, famous line, Vein Maftir Nachar Pesach Hafikomen. We don't eat after the meal. Anything, sort of a confusing language, but we don't have dessert after we have the meal. The last thing we eat in the meal is the Korban Pesach, aka for all intents and purposes, the afikomens, because the taste should remain in your mouth the entire evening. Yashnu Miktsasan Yochlu. If some members of a group fell asleep but others stayed awake, then those who fell asleep can continue to eat when they wake up, because they're part of the group that stayed awake. But Kulan Lo Yochlu. But if all of them fell asleep, then they may not continue to eat when they wake up. So essentially what the Mishnah is trying to say over here is as follows. Basically, when you start eating the Korban Pesach in one place, it's technically forbidden to finish it in a second place. And so Chazal tell us that even when someone fell asleep while eating the Korban, he's not allowed to continue when he wakes up, because this looks like eating in a second place. So therefore, the Mishnah is explaining in that vein that if some of the members of the group fell asleep but others stayed awake, then when they wake up, they can continue to eat the Korban Pesach when they wake up. But if they all fell asleep, then they can't continue to eat when they wake up. Okay. Then Rabbi Yossi says, Nisnamnemu Yochlu. If the people who fell asleep, it was just like a drowsy, they were kind of like in and out, but not really sleeping, then they can continue to eat when they wake up, as the last Tana said, Nirdemu Lo Yochlu. But if they slept in a deep way, then they may not continue to eat afterwards. And so in other words, basically what he's saying over here is that even in the category of individuals who had other people who were still awake, so only if these individuals kind of like dozed off at the table a little bit, their eyes closed but not really sleeping, but if they like momish, if they really fell asleep and they're on the couch, whatever, then even those people, even if there are other people that are awake, they're not allowed to continue eating when they wake up, even if, again, if there are others who are still eating. With that, we are at the end of Mishnah Ches. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Tes, but for now, have a wonderful day.